On the KSRO live line with us is local author Tom Cochran. He is the author of Shaping the Sonoma Mendocino Coast, Exploring the Geology of Northern California. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. By the way, this is a very pretty book. I have to say that right off the top. But the geology of Northern California is important to us for a number of reasons. It's not just beautiful. We have to talk about earthquakes if we're talking geology. And because of the 8.1 quake in Mexico, a lot of us are thinking earthquakes. What are you thinking?
Right. I have recently given three talks, one at Copperfields in Santa Rosa and one at Sonoma Land Trust and one at Sugarloaf Park above Kenwood. And at those, we discussed the earthquake. And, of course, it was an 8.1 earthquake at the south end of Mexico. It was located about 75 miles offshore and was 47 to 28 miles in depth.
Was there anything to be learned from that particular quake, Tom?
Yes, right. That particular quake is a lot different than the kind of things we have here along the San Andreas Fault. That quake is along the Mid-America Trench, where the Cocos Plate is diving under the North American Plate, very similar to what we see in Northern California and Oregon and Washington. So there is an offshore trench down there, the Mid-America Trench. We have trenches to the north, and certainly there's been a lot of writings lately on the dangers along the Oregon-Washington coast from similar kind of movements. Here in Sonoma County, or in this area, we're dealing primarily with the San Andreas Fault, which is a transform fault where the land west of the fault is moving northward in relation to the North American Plate. Now, in talking to people about this and what are they doing about earthquake preparedness, I found out that there is quite a lot of preparedness in our local area. In fact, in yesterday, Tuesday's Press Democrat, there was a very nice article on preparedness activities in Bodega Bay and Guerneville and Sea Ranch and Santa Rosa and Sonoma County were also mentioned. So we have programs going on, but I found that the people I talked to, and these are people that were all interested in geology, so
right.
I would have thought there would be a little more awareness of some of the programs, but it seemed like most people were pretty much unaware of the programs that are actually happening. So,
well, it's all about preparedness, right? It's all about preparedness for us. And, of course, you know, we're talking about the Santa Rosa Plain, the Napa Valley areas that are right close to home that make us vulnerable.
Right. So, yes, I mean, we can't deny that there won't be, some activity in the future. The bad thing about it is the hurricanes that the country has experienced
in
Florida and Texas, they had several days warning. We're not going to get any warning for an earthquake here. I mean, you might feel a minor tremor a day or two before a bigger one, but the odds are we may not get any foreshocks or very low ones, and so it'll instantly happen. We don't have days to go out and prepare.
Will we ever get to the point, Tom, where we can predict earthquake activity?
Well, I think it's a little better now. I mean, they have stress measurements across the fault, and I don't think we have a lot of stations up here in Northern California, so we're not. I'd like to see it. Certainly looked at more detail up here, but in Southern California they have several stations and they're seriously looking at it. So their predictions will get better down there as the strain increases. The problem is that the plate boundary is several miles in the ground, 5 or 6 or 10 miles down in the ground. And it's moving down there an inch or 2 inches a year. But it doesn't, the top is stuck. So, you know, periodically we get this cracking to the surface where it jumps. So
right.
We're not moving 1 or 2 inches a year, like the San Francisco earthquake in 1906.
Which affected us severely here, of course.
Right. 270 miles of the fault moved at once, and they moved 15 to 22 feet in, you know, in a few minutes at most. So, I mean, those are big events, and hopefully we'll never see one of that size again here. But
well, it sounds like what we can do in the meantime is get prepared and get knowledgeable about what programs and services are available to us. It is quite the beautiful book, Tom, and thanks for sharing some of it with us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tom Cochran. He's the author of Shaping the Sonoma-Mendocino Coast, Exploring the Geology of Northern California.